next presenter is a devoted lover of truth, facts, history, God, and America. After graduating with honors from NYU, she spent 20 years in the media, film, and investigative journalism world in Hollywood before moving back to NYC to focus full-time on exposing truth, uncovering hidden history, and starting her podcast, The Mel Kay Show, to help save America by exposing the world to the truth. Ladies and gentlemen, please stand to your feet and greet the great Mel Kay! Mel Kay.
Thank you so much.
All right.
Look at this room. Wow. You try to shut us down and we only get bigger, huh? Okay. Welcome, everyone. As you know, I like to bring some truth here. Woo! First of all, thank you, everyone. Every single one of you is a frontline warrior in the war to save America and save this nation and the world. This is a worldwide situation we are dealing with here. A lot of people say, who are they? They are doing this. They are doing that. They want a one-world government. They want top-down social engineering. They want track and trace and surveillance. They want all of that. But many of you know that that's not new. And we have to be really honest with ourselves about where we are and how we got here. And I have a feeling that maybe what I'm going to say today is a little different than what you've been hearing. But that's what I do. So I want to talk about something that happened in 1961. A great man said this: if you are awaiting a finding of clear and present danger, then I can only say that the danger has never been more clear and its presence has never been more imminent. It requires a change in outlook, a change in tactics, a change in missions by the government, by the people, by every businessman, by every labor leader, by every newspaper. For we are opposed around the world by a monolithic and ruthless conspiracy that relies primarily on covert means for expanding its sphere of influence on infiltration instead of invasion, on subversion instead of elections, on intimidation instead of free choice, on guerrillas by night instead of armies by day. It is a system which has conscripted vast human and material resources into the building of a tightly knit, highly efficient machine that combines military, diplomatic, intelligence, economic, scientific, and political operations. Its preparations are concealed, not published. Its mistakes are buried, not headlined. Its dissenters are silenced, not praised. No expenditure questioned, no rumor printed, no secret exposed. And that was John F. Kennedy in 1961. And that is exactly where we still are. Unfortunately, a lot of people think that the coup against our nation started in the last 5 years, but I would say that it started on November 23rd, the day that John F. Kennedy was shot. The coup against this nation was done in front of all of us to traumatize us, to threaten us, to put us in our place, and to tell us that a good man who was going to take back this nation for we the people and all people all around the world would be stopped. And the question is, stopped by whom? Because if you know anything about the truth about JFK, which a lot of you do now, you gotta understand there was a really brave man that actually tried to get to that truth. His name was Jim Garrison. He wrote a book and he was the only person to charge government officials in the murder of JFK. And he worked with a great man named Fletcher Prouty. And Fletcher Prouty said, if you want to know what happened to JFK, you got to think about three things. Why did they do it? Who benefited? Most important, who benefited from the cover-up? Because the truth of the matter is that that cover-up is still going on today. And we all know that. And we all can see what's happening now. And what we all need to really understand and snap out of the cognitive dissonance, and the most important thing, is to stop living in the lie and the illusion of choice in this nation. We are a captured nation by a globalist oligarch billionaire class of people that have no allegiance to any flag. They have no love for any country, and they feel that they are superior to all of us and all humanity. They don't hide themselves, and we'll get into exactly who they are. But one very important thing to remember is that a lot of people think that Donald Trump came out and exposed the fake news. But I will tell you that that speech I read in the beginning in 1961 was JFK speaking to the press. It's not new, and it's not even close. But I will say that there is one man, and I will connect a lot of it today, and it does not make you any kind of bigot or anti-Semite or racist or white supremacist to call out the people who are in the top of the chain in manipulating this nation to our demise. They have been at the game for about 100 years at least. And the guy at the top of it made it very clear that he owned the press. And his name was David Rockefeller. And David Rockefeller said, and I say this to all the fake news, try to save yourselves and start reporting the truth before the tide turns and you'll have no chance to redeem yourselves. David Rockefeller said, we are grateful to the Washington Post, the New York Times, Time Magazine, and other great publications whose directors have attended our meetings and respected their promises of discretion for over 40 years. It would have been impossible for us to develop our plan for the world if we had been subjected to the lights of publicity during those years. But the world is more sophisticated and prepared to march towards a one-world government. The supranational sovereignty of intellectual elites and world bankers is surely preferable to the national auto-determination practiced in past centuries. First, I say, no, it's not. And second, I say, that was in 1994. So if you don't understand that the controlled media, I call them literary terrorists, have been using propaganda and other means to brainwash the people into their own walking straight into totalitarianism since back then, you need to understand it is a long game. They've been playing it a long time. And that is why the battle right now seems so hard. The truth is, there is a they. And when people tell you that's a conspiracy theory, I will tell you it's not a conspiracy theory. It is a conspiracy, and that is all it is. And it is a conspiracy of very specific people who do not hide. I'm going to put up a slide in a minute. It is by a great man named Ian Davis who has broken this down better than anyone I found. And I want you to know, if you understand this, you can reach across the aisle, you can reach across race, gender, whatever it is, and you can say, brother, sister, they're making us fight each other so that we don't see them. Well, today I'm going to tell you who they are, and what I will ask you is after I tell you who they are, you go and you look it up, and you will find out that the plan is something similar to the horrific movie Hunger Games, and that is the plan. It is the end of all nation states, and the first one they need to destroy is us. And the great news is they're not going to succeed at all. But that's because we're here and we're awake, and all the people watching and behind me are not going to let it happen. And most importantly, God is never, ever giving up on this nation. So first and foremost, you look at the slide here behind me. Try to follow along. If you've never seen this before, it'll make a lot more sense as I go through it. The bottom here is us. The truth is, in the United States, by our founding fathers, this is a country for the people, by the people. The authority is vested in us. It is only with the consent of the governed that the representatives of we the people go to Washington, D.C. to represent us. It is not that they go to Washington, D.C. to be anointed above us, which is what's happened here. So that's us at the bottom. Gay, straight, black, white, Hindu, Asian, Muslim, Indian, Christian, Catholic, Jewish. They don't care. They don't care. And the biggest lie is that any of us are on different teams. It is a lie. It is a lie to keep us divided. And they keep cutting the pie more and more as more of us see that it's a lie. So the next level is the propagandists and hybrid warfare specialists. These are the media, and even worse, these are the media conglomerates and fact checkers. What you don't know is a lot of them They base their career on being invited into societies like the Council of Foreign Relations and these unions of journalists, and they want to get their invitation to the White House press dinner and all of that. But at the end of the day, they're owned by a conglomerate of globalist billionaire oligarchs that control our entire country right now, that have usurped our government. I believe at this point, and as I will show behind me, our government's power is captured. It is being run by people above them. I believe that the lobbyists and the banking entities and the multinational corporations have full control and capture of elected officials from the local to the county to the state to the federal level. They have been working at this, as Rockefeller said, for at least 50 years. I would say 100, but at least 50 according to his own autobiography. So if anyone says it's a conspiracy theory, go read Tragedy and Hope, or go read Rockefeller's autobiography from the 90s. They don't hide it. Next level, national governments. Look at where they are on the map. National governments. And next to the national governments, which we didn't know until COVID, are the health entities, the science journals, the technocracy, basically, the expert class. You know what the expert class is? They're experts in mind control. They're experts in manipulating behavior and emotions. They're experts at infiltrating your authentic soul, your gift from God, and making you doubt yourself, doubt your neighbors, doubt your friends, and doubt your country. These are bad people that function on making you be scared, fearful, and panicked. Above them is where we really get to the nitty-gritty here, okay? We've been lied to. The biggest lie, I believe, in the last 75 years has been the United Nations. The United Nations was created by David Rockefeller, Henry Kissinger, and Zig Brzezinski, and the Crown, and a bunch of other people that got together because they realized that a centralized, all-powerful, one-world government was what they wanted for the future. It doesn't matter what you wanted, but they wanted it. A lot of people don't know that the League of Nations was rightly refused by our Congress, but then came in all the money and all the power and a new regime, and suddenly the United Nations was born. Well, the United Nations uses your empathy and compassion, your human spirit and goodness, and your taxpayer dollars to manipulate places all over the planet under the name of developing nations. I will tell you right now, most of those nations haven't developed one bit in 75 years. Go take a look at Africa, South America, all over the Middle East, and honestly, the United States of America. Where are they doing this good work? Where is this happening? Where is this money going? Because, you know, my show, I follow the money. It's the easiest way to call out they. Next to them is the IMF. I don't know if anyone here has ever read John Perkins' book, Confessions of an Economic Hitman. But I highly recommend it. You will never see the world the same. And the truth of the matter is the IMF is the bank, basically, of the one world government, because they go around to foreign nations, they finance and orchestrate something called color revolutions. One happened in Ukraine in 2014, but apparently if you say that, you're a Russian sympathizer. No, you're just telling the truth and you know history, and you're not a fool, okay? But they've gone around to many, many nations, all over Africa, South America, the Middle East, all over the world. And what they do is they take down countries from the inside out. They have groups that go in there from the CIA, National Endowment for Democracy, and they cause mass division. I firmly believe that the United States has been in one of their color revolutions since the day Donald Trump came down the escalator. And we are still in it now, but for the first time in history, I think we're going to beat them at their own game, and their color revolution is going to turn into the Great Awakening. So here we are. We got the IMF, they go into nations, they give them loans like we got after the Civil War, that they can never pay back. And you know what they do? They raise up the interest, they're involved with the central banks, they're involved with the World Bank, and what they do is they create debt slavery. And then when that nation can no longer pay them back, they steal their resources, they turn their people into slaves and debt slaves, and they leave that country torn up in shambles. It's happened all over the world, and they need to be held accountable. The next one is IPCC. You might not know about them, but they are behind the climate change bogus stuff. Listen, there's a problem with our climate and our environment. It's not a hoax in the way that they want you to say. Everything they paint in a big brush with the big lie. No, our climate is being destroyed by the people that are claiming that they want to save it, okay? It is not being destroyed by humanity. It is being destroyed by people that create weapons, weather weapons, people that create drought, people that create hunger, people that go have wars, but also there's a lot more going on there in our food supply, in our water supply, in our air. And yet then they call it a climate emergency, climate change, when they know that they've put no money into healing the biosphere, into letting the planet, the Earth actually has an immune system, folks, just like we do. But they do everything they can to not let the Earth heal itself. That is what's going on with the climate. And it's to keep us on edge thinking that it's us, we did it. Because they use your emotions and your empathy and compassion as a good human on this planet by God to make you feel like they want to help you. It's the Hegelian dialectic. They create the problem, they come in with the solution that they created before the problem, and then they capture you. And that is where we are right now, even with the COVID. Next is the World Bank. They are the sister to the IMF, same story. Next is the World Health Organization. How many of you know of the World Health Organization? Well, let's understand that the World Health Organization is, first of all, it's run by Tedros, who was a communist in Africa. He was chosen by Bill Gates and the Chinese Communist Party, and he's been selected, as we know. But the World Health Organization has always been a tool of control, of manipulation, and of theocracy. Theocracy meaning controlled by the experts. And what I will tell you is that something very scary is going on. A lot of you might know about it, but I ask you to look it up. Joe Biden's administration are the leads in something called the World Health Organization Pandemic Treaty. But what you don't hear about is that the World Health Organization had a meeting not too long ago. Joe Biden's a representative to the World Health Organization was proposing the most restrictive, least constitutional amendments at that meeting. Well, at that meeting, guess what the World Health Organization did? They redefined a pandemic. Now the World Health Organization has added climate emergency, climate change, systematic racism, gun violence, and I believe a whole bunch of other diversity, equity, inclusion issues as a pandemic. And what they are doing right now, and Joe Biden has said he will sign on for, is that if Tedros alone calls a worldwide pandemic, that all of our health sovereignty, which I will show you is not health sovereignty, will be transferred to the World Health Organization and all of our nations will have to follow in lockstep. It is not some foreign nation that is supporting this and helping write this. It is Joe Biden's administration that is doing that. And we are going to reject it, and it's a way to hurt our sovereignty. The next is philanthropists. I have a good friend, Amazing Polly. Some of you might know her. She's the best of the best. She's one of my favorite people. And she calls them philanthro-terrorists, I think. Because a lot of these philanthropies have really nice-sounding names. And they got huge, huge cash loads. Sometimes hundreds of millions and billions of dollars. I'm sure a lot of you have heard about the ones that were involved in the 2020 election and are still involved. And their sister in all of their manipulation of the masses are the non-government organizations. A lot of these get grants in our name and our money. It's our money that keeps these places afloat. Or the 10 billionaire oligarchs that are ruling over America right now. You know their names. I know their names. They work at BlackRock and other foundations and behind the scenes at big giant law firms. And they think we don't see them, but we do, and that's the good news. Next to them, global corporations and the NGOs. Now, the real power players are above them. My good friend Charlie Robinson, he has a great book called The Octopus of Global Control. Very important to understand this and really get the facts. There's lots of bibliography notes in there so nobody can ever say you're lying. The World Economic Forum, the Council of Foreign Relations, the Club of Rome, Chatham House and the Rockefeller and all of their foundations and organizations have been running this nation and many nations around the world for decades. They are the people JFK was talking about, in my opinion. They are unelected. They believe that they are superior race, superior people. They look down on us as deplorables, but what they don't tell the people on the left that sadly believe that they're Democrats and not just captured by the globalists, they think that they accept them, but that is a lie. They despise them more. They look at them as useful idiots, and everyone that's gonna mask up and put their kids into puberty blockers and follow down the tracks will be the first ones that these people will destroy if they ever got their way, which they won't. But you better tell people on the left, it is not the government running this country. It is a global public-private partnership of stakeholders that are involved in all five of those groups. They meet all over the world, and they're having a big meeting upcoming in New York City, called the United Nations Our Common Agenda Summit of the Future. And what's really going on here is the central banks and the opaque sovereign immunity bank, the Bank of International Settlements, where all money on this planet seems to go through. They have a plan. And this is where you really have to really go to their websites and put in 2030. 2030. All of this is leading towards Agenda 2030. Agenda 21 was entered into by Bill Clinton in Rio at the first COP conference. But I believe a man named Donald Trump and a whole bunch of patriots got in the way. And what happened was, In my estimation, they decided that they would have a big sound, good sounding thing, put all their resources together, the octopus of global control, all get on the same page under something called Agenda 2030. They have something called the 17 Sustainable Development Goals. I will tell you one thing, they are sustainable only for the oligarch, billionaire, globalist entity that has captured all of our nations. They are not sustainable for humanity. They are not sustainable for this earth. They are not sustainable for prosperity or creativity or ingenuity or any of us living up to God's given potential. They are meant to enslave, to track and trace and surveil, to starve, to monitor, to keep in desperation, and to enslave all of humanity in a digital technocracy run by something that Klaus Schwab calls the Fourth Industrial Revolution. The Internet of Body, the Internet of Things, a digital ID passport that will come through all of those agencies. And it's being led by the UN and their partner, the World Economic Forum. They are formally partners, okay? Anyone that is telling you different has to go look it up, because Kofi Annan said it in the 90s and in the 2000s, and Gutierrez and Klaus Schwab shook on it before the pandemic hit. So let me tell you something. We, the people of the United States, should not be fighting each other. I always say that this nation is as sick as its secrets. That's a thing from an addiction, because right now our addiction is conflict and chaos. And the drug dealers are these people, okay? The drug dealers are these people that are keeping us addicted to conflict and chaos and poverty and anger and hatred. And you know what we're about? We're about love, we're about peace, we're about helping our friends and family and our neighborhoods. And we have to remember that we are not the enemy of one another. We share a common enemy. The enemy does not hide. So what I ask you to do is to start treating this like it's personal, because it is. God put us on this planet at this time to end this once and for all. Please, please do your own research. Look up Agenda 2030. They are 17 sustainable goals to human enslavement, entrapment, and the end of our lives in a digital technocracy that will be a police state from sea to shining sea all over the world. And you know what? God's not going to let it happen, and neither are we. So please start being an individual warrior. Stop being a slave to a party or to a group or to anything. Go inside your heart, connect with God, and bring in what matters, because it is love. It is authenticity of the human spirit. It is our love of this nation and all men all over the world to seek freedom. And as they wrote in our great Declaration of Independence, we are a nation that is built on bravery, on seeking truth and liberty and justice for all. And we, the people, are the government. It was said, I believe, by Madison that when the government fears the people, it's freedom. When the government fears the people, it's liberty. When the people fear the government, it's tyranny. Which direction are you going to go in? And I'd like to end this with a quote by someone that's really inspired me a lot. And I think it's important to say it now. This is from Ron Paul. Ron Paul said, if we stuck to the Constitution as written, we would have no federal meddling in our schools, no Federal Reserve, no U.S. membership in the United Nations, no gun control, no foreign aid going to foreign countries. We would have no welfare of big corporations or handouts to others. We would have no American troops in hundreds of foreign nations. No NAFTA, no GATT, no Fast Track, and I say no NATO. No arrogant federal judges usurping states' rights. No attacks on private property. No income tax. We could get rid of most of the agencies, if not 480 of them, and most of the budget. The government would be small, frugal, and limited, as intended. It's time to stand up and stand proud. And let this be that when future generations look back at this time and they see that you and me, you people, the people on this stage, the people watching, the people that love this country, in a time of chaos, in a time of crisis, in a time of creeping tyranny, that we stood up, and we stood up to the establishment, we stood up to the fake news propaganda, we stood up to the globalist billionaires, we stood up to those who seek to destroy this nation, and we saved the United States of America. God bless you all, and God bless the United States of America.
Hi guys, you know, for months and months, me and Mike Al have been talking about the water supply, what is in there. There are pharmaceuticals in the water supply, there are all these chemicals, lots of pollution. We've had all these natural disasters that leave our water not nearly as clean and certainly not as God intended. We know how important water is for our health. So we have been on a mission to try to find the best alternative to the water that is out there, including bottled water, which of course we did a whole show on everything that's in bottled water, which is almost as shocking as what's in our natural water now. So we found the best partner we could in Healthy Hydrogen. This is a portable bottle that I use all the time, but also there are many options over there. You can get a full house system. You can get a tabletop system. You can get for your shower, for your office and business. They have so many great options. If you go to themelkayshow.com, we have partnered with them. So it's on our partners page, Healthy Hydrogen. I am telling you right now, the difference in this water and what it will do to your health in general is incredible. If you have inflammation, your immune system has problems, anything that you are thinking you don't know the solution for, this could be the game changer. We've been looking for the missing piece, and I believe the missing piece is the water. We are so excited. They have so much science backing all of their products. They have been tested by all different groups out there that do this for a living and look at water really in depth. We have the hydrogen aspect, which is truly fascinating. Nothing is more important than water. We all know that. So make sure you're putting the best water in your body. And I assure you, this is a true, true game changer that you will see right away and will improve your health and your family's health going forward. Go check out the Mel Kay Show partners page, Healthy Hydrogen, and get your health back from the inside out, starting with God's great water. We will see you soon. Thank you so much. Enjoy the rest of the show. As you know, I love Mike Lindell. He's been a pal of mine and a supporter of the show. And honestly, he is a warrior for America. He is not giving up on this country. He is not giving up on you. He's not giving up on freedom and truth and justice. And that means that you should be going to MyPillow, because so much is going on over there. Two pillows for $19.98, giant sale for the 20th anniversary. There's an overstock sale for 80% off. which is awesome. We love the slippers. Well, everyone loves the dog beds. Everyone, there's so much over there. And what you have to know, I love Mike Lindell. We have been all over the country with this man. He is a tireless warrior for America, for God, for country, for truth, and for justice. He is not giving up. He has an event coming up. Again, he has a whole nother event. He's got more evidence. He's going to keep fighting. He's going to keep going. That means that you have to also support him. But the best part about him is he supports me and other creators, and it really matters. He's keeping a lot of truth out there by giving me a code called the Mel K code. So if you go to themelkshow.com, go to our partners page, scroll down, you hit the My Pillow, you're going to take you right to the Mel K page. Use the Mel K code when checking out. It really, really makes a difference. I can't tell you guys how much I am so grateful to all of you. Everyone that have donated or gone to my partners, they are all vetted. They are all America first. Mike Lindell is an amazing man. We need to support his mission, and you guys supporting him and supporting me and using the MLK code is really making a huge difference. There are so many great things on that site. I will tell you, these are the best towels on planet Earth. Great specials right now. They're always doing something great over there. Support me, support Mike Lindell, support the United States of America. Enjoy the show, and I'll see you on the other side.